This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, Fairmont Park race fans. I tell you what, we got a great show for you. And I was looking at the numbers. You guys can't believe how international this show is getting here. Brian, our producer, folks.
Yes.
Brian, you're telling me that we had listeners, about 100 listeners coming in from Africa?
Yes. We had a bunch of listeners coming in from the tiny country of Mauritius.
I never even knew there was a country, Mauritius.
Which is, it's a tiny island country, I want to say like 1,200 miles east of Madagascar.
Well, Madagascar is not a big place either, is it?
Well, I mean, Madagascar is pretty huge. It's like 300,000 square miles
really?
Or something like that. It's a giant island.
I did not know that.
And it's like, but Mauritius is a tiny island.
Tiny island, and they're listening
like
to us.
800 square miles or something like that with a population of like 1.2 million. But they, I looked it up, and they do have a racetrack there, so they are big into that. And,
they like racing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I mean, a little island like that, man, we could be popular.
I tell you what, though. I was looking at some of the travel photos that this place has. It looks like a paradise.
Nice. And I can't tell you guys how supportive we are from you guys. I mean, we love you guys out there. Thank you so much for listening in. We've got a lot of European countries. We got a... I think we even had a couple South American countries too.
Yeah, we had some South American countries. We had some European countries, Russia,
wow.
Africa, Asia. I mean, basically, you hit every continent except Antarctica.
Well, we got to work on that. What the hell's their problem?
Well, I mean, there's only like 40 people in Antarctica.
Yeah,
so.
No kidding. I mean, they're just trying to stay warm.
They're just trying to stay alive.
All right, my friends, thank you so much again for listening to the show. And let's get to some past results here. Oh, before we do that, I got an email from Josh in Arizona that said to me, hey, Jono, you know, you keep talking about parks. You mentioned it, parks, and you mentioned Woodbine. You think you could chime in on that, too? And I said, you know what? Well, I don't mind. I don't mind. I'll give you guys a winner or two, and this is for Saturday. Saturday, and I'll give you guys a winner in the parks in Philadelphia, and I got a couple here for in Woodbine as well. How about that? So we'll get to that. That's what I'm saying, folks. Chime in. Let me know what you guys want to hear, and I'll do what I can, okay? We're all a team here. We sit around, and I hope you guys listen to me, and we're like buddies. All right. So let's get to last results of the May 15th at Fairmont Park here, my friends. And there was a good outing again out there. And it was a 6-furlong maiden claiming 4,000. This was my long shot play of the day. Long shot play of the day at 8-1 morning line, Serena's Halo. And boom, this horse won it here. And won it convincingly, 5.5, close to six here, my friends. It went off at 6.5-1, and boom, I had that one on top here, Serena's Halo. That one won it, the four horse, and that was Victor Bailon and Burdus. And you can't go wrong with that. I knew that. I gave it to you guys. I put it on the plate, and you guys had to eat it there. You know, I can't do anything more with it. I can't feed you. I put it on the plate, and you guys got to capitalize. So we had the four on top. I didn't do good on the bottom half of this one. The one horse came in second, Shiny Marquee, and that was Uriel Lopez. I didn't have that one. That was the favorite. And I thought my favorite was the four, and the followed by the two. I had the two coming in second, Name It After Me, and that was Melina Manley. But you know what? All props to Jono on this one. I had the long shot play of the day here, the first race, and that was Serena's Halo. Let's see what it paid off here. Let's go. Let's scroll down here. And we've got a 4-1, $51.60 on the exacta. A $1 try, 4-1-2, $85. And the 10-cent super, 4-1-2-5, $36.15. That's what we had on the first race here at Fairmont Park. Race number two, we had, I had Sergeant Green. I'm telling you guys right now, I watch these races and I watch them over and over again. Front speed is holding up at Fairmont Park right now. All right, until they change things around with the dirt and all that. But right now, you got to capitalize off the front speed. I'm telling you, they're having a hard time tracking these horses down. So I had the 5 with the 7 with the 4, okay? And let's see what happened here. Race number two. It was the 7 horse Edging won the race here. At 90 cents, or yeah, 90 cents, less than a 1-to-1 here. And four horse Saba's Dancer. And I tell you what, I like Saba's Dancer. You guys got to look at this horse again. Next time out, I'm going to be all over this horse because this horse was really, really coming on strong at the end here. And this is, I tell you what, man, this was funny too. This was really funny because this race here, I heard the announcer on this one. No, that was the third race. I got to tell you guys about that. You'll love it. But this one here was the 7 horse Edging, and that was Victor Santiago. Victor Santiago gets the call on this one and brings it home with Ralph Martinez. And the morning line was 9-5. I just tried to beat the horse. And the 4 horse, Sabiz Dancer, that was Bush Lennon. Morning line 5-1. 4-1 final odds there. And I had Sergeant Green on top, and Sergeant Green was way back. I mean, the horse was way back there, and it tries to make up ground. You can't make up ground. It's not happening right now in this meet. And Sergeant Green took third, and I had this horse on top. All right, so let's see the payoffs on this. The payoffs, the $2 exacta, $7.4, $9.80. $1 try, $7.45, $22.60. The $1 daily double, $4.7, $16.30. The 10 cent super, $7.456, $10.94. All right, this is race number three. This is kind of funny. I'll tell you guys about that in the back end of this one. Race number three. We had let's see here. What do I have on this one? Let me check out my notes. My notes here. Third race, I had a little bit tipsy, and that was Melina Essen Price going off at morning line 2-1. It ended up being less than a dollar here, 70 cents on that one. But the one horse won this one here, Bit Money. And that was Uriel Lopez. Uriel Lopez won on this one. And this one's Lopez Doris. And morning line 5-2. And it went off at 5-1. Followed by the 6 horse, my horse here that I had. A little bit tipsy. And that was Melina. And that was the crowd favorite. And I'm telling you right now, you can't have this horse way, way back there. this horse, circle this horse again, because I don't think Molina will have this horse way back there again. I mean, this horse, he thought he had a Seattle Slough or something, because he had this horse way back and he tries to mow him down late. It didn't happen. I mean, you're spotting Bit Money here, maybe like 20 lengths, and you try to make that up, and you did a good job, but you gotta stay a little closer than that. So Little Bit Tips, he got second, and then the three, Lion Love, going off at 7-1 here. 7-1. I had Lion Love to finish second. This is the funny thing about this. The announcer on this one, they're going right down to the wire here, and our announcer turns around and says, "No kitchen bitch money. No kitchen bitch money." I just couldn't stop laughing when I heard that. It was great. But you know what? Everyone slips, so what the hell? But you know, no kitchen bitch money. That's what he said. I don't know. What do I know, though? I just heard it on the thing. That's all. Anyway, that was our third race here at Fairmont Park. And the payouts on this one was $26.80. The $1 try, $163, $25.10. The 10 cent super, $163.4. $8.88. The Ocho Man numbers there, 888. And the $1 daily double, 7-1, $12.30. The 50 cent pick three, 4-7-1, $31.60. That's what we have for race number three. Race number four. Race number four, we've got a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And this one was my lock of the day. Lock of the day. I hope you, what's that little country in Africa?
Mauritius.
I hope people in Mauritius cash this ticket in, because I had the long shot play today, and then I turn around with the play today, and that was Lake Snow, and Lake Snow took no prisoners here, my friends. My friends, he had the war paint on. Lake Snow gets the job done here. Uriel Lopez and Dan O'Halloran. I'll tell you what, that I love seeing that barn do good there. Dan O'Halloran and Christy, God bless them. They found the right horse here, and Lake Snow got the job done for him, winning by, it says 6 3/4. I didn't think it was that much, but maybe they're right. 6 3/4 there, followed by 7, Daddy's Wildflower. And Daddy's Wildflower made a little move at the end, but Lake Snow just looked at him and said, "Hey, son, you don't belong here," and took over. 7-horse Daddy's Wildflower. We'll look at that in the future, going off at 6-1. And the 3-horse here, Royal Renaissance, and that was 15-1 here. That was Arietta. Arietta brought this home, but I don't, you know, it's insignificant. I had the winner here on top, so that's what we're looking at. And that payoff on that one, the $2 exacta for $17, which is not bad here, because the other favorite, what was the other favorite here? Let me find this other favorite. The other favorite was Shaker Maker. I'll tell you what, disappointing run. Again, had him back. You can't have the horses back now. I'm starting to see a trend here. Fairmont Park right now, the front runner. If you got the stretch run, I think it's hard to bring it down. I really do, because I'm telling you right now, these front runners are holding form. When it comes to stretch run, if you're in first place by two to three lengths, it's going to be hard to bring you down. All right, so, yeah, Shaker Maker was the second favorite, and they knocked them out. So the payouts, again, were $2 exacta, $4.7, $17. The $1 trifecta, $4.73, $38.40. The $1 daily double, $1.4. $7.30. The 50 cent pick three, 7-1-1/4, $10.70. The 10 cent super, 4735, $5.60. And the $1 consolation double, 1-1, $5.80. As for race number five, now we're in race number five. We got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And the winner of this one was Ruby's Lee Song. Ruby's Lee Song. And this went off at nearly 5-1, followed by the 8 here, Summy Baby, and the 6 here, Betty's Bullet. I like Betty's Bullet. What a good name that is. And I had The one horse, Malagar, I'm not going to look at this horse again. That's the end of Malagar with me. The Malagar didn't show any effort here. I didn't like this one at all. So I'm backing off the Malagar. And that's the horse I had on top. I had the two horse here, Ruby's Lee Song, who won the race. I had this one picked second, and that's another Essen Price horse. And that was Molina, by the way, Molina with Essen Price, winning combo there. And then we had the 8, Sami Baby, and that's Giles Widower. And that ended up being 2-8. And I'm telling you right now, this was a nice race here. They fought their ass off here. The 2 just hung on, but the 8 was coming on. Kind of defies what I've been saying. But again, the front running into the stretch, you're having a hard time bringing these horses down. So that's something to look at if you're at Fairmount Park. If the front runners are out there, it's hard to bring these horses back to reel them back in because they're holding it. All right? So that's what we had, a 2-8 followed by the 6, Betty's Bullet, and that was Uriel Lopez. All right? So moving on to race number 6. Race number 6 here. And that's a 5.5 furlong allowance, 18,000. And I had on this one, I had the Maya's Moonbeam, and that was the 3 horse, followed by the 4 Peacock Man. And you know what? I got Christy O'Hara to tell me how the name is on that, the jockey. I'll get to that in a second. And the 6 horse, I had This Duck Can Fly, and that was the horse to beat here. And This Duck Can Fly definitely made a nice appearance here, held throughout. And again, the stretch, nothing holding. The horse was on the escalator. I mean, got the job done real easy. And that was Uriel Lopez, and Hammond on this one. And I had 2-1 morning line, ended up being a 1-1 here. So that was the winner. This Duck Can Fly, followed by the 4 horse Peacock Man. And I had Peacock Man finishing second. And the name on this one, I hope I get this one right this time. How I've been screwing up the name on this jockey, it's Carlos Ajolo. Ajolo. I probably screwed it up again. Well, you want to take a shot at this, Brian? It's ULLOA. I mean, how would you say that?
Ula.
What?
Ua.
Ua.
ULLA?
Yeah.
Ua.
No, ULLOA.
Uoa.
Yeah, so you know, you might be right because it's that Spanish,
yeah.
The L's are like H's.
Yes.
So, what did you say again?
Uoa.
Okay, Uoa. I can't say it. Carlos, you're going to have to come in here, and every time you win a race, tell me your name, so... Sorry about that. That was the Peacock Man, and that was Hammond right there. And then we had the 3-horse Maya's Moonbeam. Yeah, you know what? Trying to make a nice comeback here, but Diego couldn't bring it in, couldn't reel the horse in. It went off at 1.5-1. So, and the 5 here, I don't care. Mr. Lovemaker got 4, but I'm not even. Who cares? Let's see the price tag on this one now. The $2 exact on this, 6-4, $16.60. I'm telling you, folks, that's not a bad payoff at all. You only had, 3, 4? You had 5 horses in this race with a scratch. 5 horses in this race, and you're getting a $16.60 payoff, and that's not really that bad here. 5-1 and a 1-1 here. So, wow, that was great. $1 try, 6-4-3, $15.90. The 10-cent super, 6-4-3-5, $2.31 expected on that one. And the $1 daily double, 2-6, $11.50. Again, that is not a bad daily double. On a $1 daily double, are you kidding me? What was that last odds on that one? That was nearly 4.5-1, 5-1 on Ruby's Lee, and then you turn around with a 1-1, and you're getting back on this one a payoff of a $16.60 on a daily double, 2-6 on $11.50 on a $1 daily double. That's not bad at all. I'll tell you what, that's good money. Race number seven, my friends. And this was a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. I had on top here the five-horse Smart Alex Posse. Let me see here. Let me see if this was my exact. Dudes, are you kidding me? This was my exact box play of the day on the green sheet. I hope you Cliffs out there made some money off my green sheet. I hope you stepped up there and bought my green sheet, because every one of them that I got down here for you, they won. They won. How's that? Well, let me check out my daily double. I'll do that in a second here. But the seventh race here, I had Smart Alex Posse, the five horse on top, and that was a Santiago Hammond at 7-2, followed by 9, No Business Like Subiz, and that was Melina Manley, and Morningline 2-1, and that went off at 1.5-1, and Smart Alex went off at 1.5-1, basically, too, followed by the four-horse Pegasus Book, and that was Rattana, 14-1 on that. You know what? I don't even care about that. All I wanted was the exact box on that, so I'm going to be interested to see what that paid off. And the last race, I always throw the Superfecta, and the 3 came in there, the Buddy's Bud, and that one went off at 10-1 there. So let's see the payoffs on this one. The 5, are you kidding me? $11.40 on a $2 exacta. That's not bad at all. If you load up like me, a $50 exacta box right there, 5995. I mean, you made some money. You made some money right there. $1 try, 594, $42.50. The 10 cents super, 5943, $20.29. The $1 daily double, $657. The 50 cent pick, 3-2 with the 2 with the 6-5 slash whatever. Who cares? $21.55. The 50 cent pick, 4. 1 with the 422/65, $43.75. Nothing there. $1 constellation, 6-7, $2.10. You know what? I don't know why I keep reading that constellation. I don't really care about that. I really don't. But let me see here. I gave you guys the best long shot play of the day. I gave you guys the exacta box play of the day. I gave you the best bet of the day. Now let me see if I got the best daily double play, and that was race 3. I got the 6-4. Let's see what happened here. I'm backing this up. Race 3. And now I'm going to go. Race 3 was. No. No, it didn't happen. I didn't hit it all. I didn't hit it all, folks. I had the 6 with the 4. It ended up being 1-6 with the 4. Imagine that. Huh? Anyway, you can't beat it, though. Best bet of the day, I hit. Exacta box play of the day, I hit. And the best long shot play of the day, I hit. So how about that? That's the green sheet, okay? Green sheet. Not the yellow sheet, the green sheet. When you go out there and go, I want the green sheet, he'll try to give you that yellow sheet. And you say, no, I want the green sheet. That's my sheet. I just thought of it, Brian. I just thought of it. The name. It's been killing me, brother. But now I just thought of it. The last name. How do you spell that again?
ULLOA.
Here it is. ULLOA.
Yeah, that's what
ULLOA.
I said.
That's beautiful, because you know what? When I've played the booking, I've owed him. I go ULLOA. You know. So that's it. ULLOA. Oh, wow, that was damn good. I thought in my brain, and that's the best way of thinking it. ULLOA. Perfect. All right, that's what we got here. All right, I'll never screw up your name again, Carlos, because I got it. ULLOA. All right, moving on to our card here, May 19th. Fairmont Park, Saturday night, and I encourage you guys out there and have a good time. How can you not have a good time at Fairmont Park Saturday night? It's not even that hot yet. It's not that hot yet. People are just walking around drinking a cold brew and soda. I'm telling you, it's the best place to be Saturday night at Fairmont Park. May 19th here, and first race, we got a 330-yard sprint. And that's a maiden special weight, quarter horses, 8,000. And I got the 5-horse on top, and the 5-horse looks like a beast. A beast, I tell you. And this is called HC, HCS Grace's Toast Toking. I mean, I've taken some tokes, but I don't know if there was any grace involved in it. But the HCS Grace's Toast Toking. That's what we got. That's the five horse. You know what? Quarter horses, Brian, I know you don't get into it or you get into racing at all, but they got some funky names in quarter horses. It's unbelievable. And this is ridden by Giles and Widower is the trainer on this one. I got the four. Feature Royal Dash, and that's Arietta Griffin. And these two, I think, are going to be the standouts here. The 4-5-5-4. I think the 5 is definitely the monster. So if you're going to do the exacta box like I always do, have the 5 on a little bit more on the, like, let's say $20 and make it a $10 4-5 because I think the 5 is definitely going to run away here. I got the 5 with the 4. And then the 3. After that, it's a cliff dive. It's a cliff dive that I don't even want to be a part of because there's no parachute to save these three in the back here, or four perhaps. But it's definitely going to be a 4-5 or a 5-4. 5-4 definitely for sure. I love that one, followed by the 3. All right, that's what we got, 5-4-3 on this one, 5 on top. I like the 5 a lot. Woo! All right, race number 2. Race number 2 here, my friends, is a 6-furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And I did a lot of thinking here, and I don't like anybody. No, I got to like somebody, and I think I'm going to go with the 6 here. You know, the power numbers to me stand out here. This is a type of race, I got to be honest with you guys, this is a type of race where if you have the luxury, which let me see if I do, in this case, we've got a third race here, there's a standout. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to play the daily double. I'm going to go with all with the 3. The 3, that's what I got. Not the 3. The 5 horse, Jack and John. That's the horse I got on top here for a third race. Second race, folks, this is so evenly matched, and they're all, these horses are about all the same here. I got a horse on top here, bring in the moon, and that's Santiago, the 6 horse. 16 starts. I'm hoping the 17th is something special here. It's a tough sell. It's a tough sell. The 2 horse has got nice power numbers too. On this level, let's not get crazy here. Arc Rebel, and that's Arietta Foxworth. I'm not a big fan of the barn. They hardly get in the winner's circle. I'm going to box it all. I'm going to take all in race number 2 here, and I'm going to turn around and play it with the 5 in the next leg of the daily double. I'm thinking there's going to be a payoff here in race number 2. I don't see a clear-cut standout. And then that plays a big role in it too, you know. You just don't want to go up there and bet a lot on one race when there's not a standout, and then you're buying into what's on the board. People are playing one horse. Forget about it. Don't do that. Stay away from that. You got to play these horses like you see it, and I don't see a clear-cut standout here with the maiden claiming level at 4,000 in second race. If you're looking at mine, I got the 6 on top, followed by the 2, Arc Rebel, and number 5 here, Mischief and Value. So that's what I have, and I'm not buying too much into that. That's a tread lightly type of race there. Moving on to race number 3, I got a 1 mile claiming 3,200, and this is where I make my move. I take the Jack and John. I played it on the back end of this daily. Hopefully a 15-1, 20-1 came in the first leg there, and I'm going to back it up here with Jack and John, and that's Diego Wilborn, 8-5 morning line. I think this one looks solid here. This one looks solid. The 6 horse is right there. I like the 6 being part of the exacta here. I got a 5-6. But again, if the 5 doesn't show up, put it in the exacta box here. I know you've ruined the daily double, but again, you'll salvage something back from that, taking the 6 here, Royal De Hare. And our jockey is on that one, Uoa. Yoas on this one, and that's a Dan O'Halloran horse here, and that's going off at 5-1 morning line. I think this horse will be flying late, but again, you don't want to fly late too late here because the track is holding speed, and I got Jack and John that's going to be in the front late, so it's going to be hard to bring this one down. So I got a 5-6, 6-5, but again, if you want to salvage that daily double from that second leg here, I think all with the five is a pretty good play. All right, and let's move on to race number four here. Race number four. Race number four. We got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. I got one that stands out here. I got the four here, Duchess Lala, and that's Santiago Durham going off at 4-5. There shouldn't be any doubt in this one. I think the horse really holds par here. Santiago Durham, they're a good team, 4-5. I look for Durham to get things going here. Followed by the three horse, a Mystical Temple, and that's Molina Cox, 2-1. Oaklawn Invader, you know, it needs to catch a. It didn't come here. It didn't come here to watch a Cardinal game. Cox brought this horse to win here. I know if any horse can do it right now, it would be Mystical Temple in this race here. So I'm looking at a 4-3, 3-4, followed by the five horse Miss Mary Joe, and that's Baylon Fridley, and that's a 5-1 horse. The last one it had a bad start on the debut. I think it improves here. I think the camp will get this horse in the right state of mind. So I look for this one to be a 4-3-5. 4-3-5 or, you know what, just box it around. But I don't see Duchess losing on this one. So any case, that's what we got. 6 furlong maiden special weight. I think Duchess Lala gets her diploma. Moving on to the fifth race, we've got my thing not moving properly, but now we do. We got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 18,000 on this one. And I went with the five horse here, the five horse, Our Prize Pupil. And the power numbers look damn good here. And next, I mean, you're taking on three horses that have never raced here, which is not bad. But then you got a Santiago Becker here that's kind of creepy, kind of scary, because this horse has had some bullet works. And Becker, check this out. This is a monster number too. 28% first time starters in the winner's circle. And it's appropriate name too, WW Cookie Monster, because this one, 28% first timers, my friend. You can't go wrong with that. So I look for this horse to be right up there too. I like this horse, possibly even, it won't be 5-1. Who are we kidding? 5-1 on this horse? BS. This horse is going to probably be the chalk favorite here at 6-5. That's what I'm looking at here. I got a 5-7, 7-5, followed by the 10, Taft's Big Shot, and that's a Lopez Frankie Randazzo. Likes to close, but you know what? It may be a little too late on this one because this 7 will be flying. 5 will keep up, and it could go either way here. 5-7, 7-5. That's what I got on this one. All right. So that's our fifth race. Our sixth race is a 5.5 furlong allowance optional claiming 10,000. And who do we got here? Who do we got here, Chuck? We've got the two horse on top here, and this is a Santiago Becker combo again. And that's called Celebs Hire. H-E-I-R is what? Hire or here?
Hire.
It's hire. Okay. You know, I'm Armenian. I don't know this stuff. You know, I'm just trying to blend in here. I want to be a part of you guys. That's the two horse here. Celebs Hire? Yeah, it sounds good. He just waved his arm like, yeah, I don't care. So we got the two horse on top here, Celebs Hire, and that's Santiago Becker going off at 3-5. 3-5, and I'll tell you what, on power numbers, on the Jono's ratings, everything, Bobby's numbers, we're looking at a horse here that pretty much is a standout. 3-5, you're not going to get any pay on it. You know, it is what it is. You're not going to get any pay on it, but you look for the second place horse here and you try to exacto it, and then it goes back to the same barn here with Becker. And that is, you know what, every time I wrote this down, the R. Hernandez, and I think of my buddy Rafael Hernandez, and it's not Rafael, it's Roman Hernandez. But you know what? Seeing that R in front of Hernandez, I tell you what, man, that brings some memories. He used to ride my horse, and he was a kick-ass jockey here. So, any case, that's Roman Hernandez coming in second is what I have here, ghost position. And that's the same barn, Becker, 9-2. I look for these two, but I don't expect these two to war each other either. I think... It's going to be a one leading the first half, and then the two comes on and takes over. I don't think they're going to bust each other's balls on this one. I don't see anything like that coming about. I like the two on top here, followed by the one. The one will be kind of like a distant second here, but it'll hold off the pack. So I look at for a, I look for a 2-1 here. I don't even look at this as being a 1-2-2-1. I look at this as two on its own. People throwing roses at it coming down the stretch. All right, that's what I'm seeing. It makes everybody happy, but no one's gonna get paid. How's that sound? But you won. You won. You tell your gal, hey, I picked another. Look at me. I know my horses. And then you make up some BS that you had horses 15 years ago and the chick believes it and blah, blah, blah. But the two horses, everyone's going to win off the two here. All right? It's not going to pay anything. You tell her it paid $20 and you buy her a couple beers or whatever. But it's not going to pay it at all. Hey, folks, check out our free app here, free download music here. It's called YoRadio.com, YoRadio.com. We've got it all. We've got all sorts of different music out there. If you guys are kicking back and between each race, if you go with the green sheet, you don't even have to look at anything. Just sit there, listen to my music. Listen to this music at YoRadio.com. It's part of Lineup Media, and we're giving it to you guys free. Every type of music out there at YoRadio.com. Download this app, and you will not be discouraged because this is a nice little app here, and it's free. How about that? YoRadio, that's YoRadio.com. All right. Race number seven. Matter of fact, YoRadio.com, before I get to that, how about all the people, all the international people out there? They can download this too, right, Brian?
Yes. YoRadio is available to everyone.
Throughout the world.
Throughout the world.
And we have people throughout the world now listening to Fairmount Park.
If anyone in the country of Mauritius would like to get their own YoRadio station, please contact us.
Yeah, okay. No, but what do you do there? You got the beaches there. You got the horse racing. I mean, there's not much you could do on an island, but you could fish a little bit.
There, I was looking into it. There's a bunch of resorts. There's a bunch of fishing.
All right, it's an ideal place for music then.
Yeah, exactly. Just sit back and chill and listen to some music.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wonder what they do in business-wise. What kind of work they got going?
I don't know. I'll have to look into that some more. It's a fascinating country. So.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to go visit you guys out there or down there, wherever you're at.
Wherever it is.
Yeah. I'll bring my friend here, Carlos Ulloa. All right, seventh race here, 6 furlong, claiming 3,200. And I went with the two horse on top here, Moonsong Arietta's on this one. And damn it, I forgot to send the trainer on this one. And I already sent it to Fairmount Park, too. Can you believe that? Anyway, sorry. Sorry, Ralph. That's Ralph Martinez, Moonsong, and that's Arietta, and that's Ralph Martinez, and Ralph Martinez is my friend. The horse is going off at 7-2, and why not? Ralph's had a pretty good meet so far. He's at 15%, and he gets the job done here with Moonsong. Arietta gets right to the front, and I don't think this horse is going to look back here. That's what I got. Moonsong on top, followed by the horse that beat him last time. But I look for a little different ride here because Mighty Gideon beat the two horse last time out. But again, Moonsong was out wide. I think now Moonsong is towards the rail. I think you're going to see much more much more positive of a run because the horse is not going to be out wide. I think Arrieta is going to have this horse just where it needs to be. And then late kick stretch, I think it's going to be right there with Mighty Gideon. And Moonsong prevails. But again, what you want to do, what's our formula? You want to exact the box. That's the way I play it. You can't go wrong with that. And third place horse, we got the Highway 54. That's Santiago Durham. And that's going off at 9-2. And this horse has been, it's an interesting horse because 10 out of 14 times at Fairmont Park, it's been in the money. All right. So, yeah, I mean, the horse loves Fairmont Park. Went up to Chicago. Didn't really do much up there. But then when it's down here, boy, it's like a horse that really likes to run here. So 294 followed by the superfecta pick here, and that's the six. I got the Wildwood Summertime, and that's the 6-1 horse. And that's Giles and Johnson on that one. So that's what we got, my friends. And my exacta box play today is the fifth race, the 5 and the 7. That's the fifth race now. The best long shot play today, I'm going with the well, you know what? That's kind of crazy on me. I put down WW Cookie Monster, fifth race again. You know what? Maybe we could switch that up. But it's not going to be the long shot play of the day. It looks at like 5-1 on paper. It's not going to be 5-1. I'll think of something, and it'll be too late to give to you guys. But that's what I got. I got the fifth race here with the 7 horse. And it won't be 5-1. The sixth race here, we're going to go with Celebs Higher, and there's no value here. But, again, you look like a rock star with your gal, and that's what it's all about, looking like a rock star. And the best pick three is race number 2. We got the 256 with the 56 with the 3-4, and that's a $12 play. Again, the race number 2, this one was that funky race that I said I don't like anybody in the race, but I went with the top 3 here. So I'm looking for value, and I think you'll get it in this race. I don't see any clear-cut standout here. So that's what we have on that one. And that's a 256 with the 56 with the 3-4. All right, my friends, that concludes our Fairmont Park. Now going back to my friend out in Arizona who wanted my plays here. We've got Parks. We've got Parks, and this is, by the way, both these tracks, the tracks that I like here, one's at Philadelphia, Parks, and the other one is Woodbine. So this is what I have here. Parks' third race, it's called, the horse's name is called Empty House. It's going off at 7-5. I like this horse. Best numbers of the day here at the Parks. I'm taking Empty House. This is the 5 horse in this race here. It's a mile 70 race. I like Empty House, and the trainer on this one is Ferraro and the jockey Esquivel. Yeah, I think I said that right. But you know what? Who cares? I like the 5 horse. The 5 horse stands out here. That's what I got, the 5 horse. And if we're playing a pick 3 at the Parks, let's go to the first race. First race, pick 3. 4-6-7 with the 2-3-5 with the 5. That's what we have here. So we're going in a third leg here with my horse, Empty House. But on the first two legs here, we got the 4-6-7 with the 2-3-5 and single the 5. That's what I have here for Parks. And as for our Woodbine play of the day, well, I got a couple, actually. Our daily double first race, all with the 3. How's that? All with the 3. And that's called Real Paint in the second part of that. The 3 horse is called Real Paint, and that's the 3 horse. So we're taking everything with the 3, all right? So the 6th race, we're coming back with the 3 on top. The 3 on top followed by the 4-5-6-7. That's my trifecta there. And what I like to do there is they got 20-cent tries, they got 50-cent tries, whatever. So why don't you take the four, go with the 3 with the 4-5-7 with the 4-5-7 when you're betting, and then go with the 4-5-6-7 with the 3 with the 4-5-6-7. All right? If I missed a number there, it's the 4567 with the 3 with the 4567. All right, so that I like to back it up with first and second. But in the sixth race, I like the 3 on top here. Conquest Swagman. That's what I got. All right. And then we'll move on to the ninth race. The ninth race here, I got a 2-5 exacta box in the ninth race. You might want to take a look at that, too. This is Woodbine. All this is on Saturday, okay? I'm trying to make you guys some money so you can take it to Fairmont Park and play it right there, or you can play it online here, or whatever. So I got the ninth race, 2-5 exacta box in the ninth race. And the 10th race, why don't you just box all these horses here? 1-4-6-13 on my tri box here. You can play 20 cents, 50 cents, whatever, or $1, $2, whatever. If you got some money, blow a load on it. I don't care. But I like the 1-4-6-13 in that last 10th race here, tri box, 50 center. That's what we got here, my friends. Thank you so much, and keep listening to the show. You guys have been outstanding. We're seeing the downloads here. You guys are killing it, and I appreciate it. From America to all the way to what island is that?
Mauritius.
We got fans everywhere, and thank you so much. Keep cashing those tickets, and next time you win, Carlos, I won't mess that up at all. See you folks next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.